The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, it's therapy time. It's time for you to release who or what has made you mad. It's you just made the list. Time delivered by TriStar Movers. Five-star service and fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and the suit.
The suit.
Elijah Campbell.
Hello.
Manning things on the board here at the Hillside Medical Game Studios. We've got a pair of tickets to see this fantastic show that's coming up this month at Ascend Amphitheater. Train, Jewel, and Blues Traveler. Which even Dan Patrick yesterday on the show, you'll hear from him a little bit later as well, endorsed this show. He endorsed it.
The 90s. The 90s would be the prominent decade for those, even though they span more than one. That would be a 90s groove right there. Quickly.
I would say Dan had a pretty good time in the 90s.
Sure.
Oh, I bet he did.
His star was pretty big in the 90s.
Quick scoreboard update. Auburn Regional, Florida State 1, UCLA nothing, bottom of the fourth. Winner plays the winner of the Auburn game. And, of course, over in Knoxville, it is Campbell 5, Georgia Tech nothing in the top of the third. The Camels crushing the ball. They also have the bases loaded with two outs in the top of the third.
You know
threatening
what else?
To break it way open.
You know what else is loaded? The lines.
Yes, they are.
Is line 4 from yesterday's Dan Patrick interview?
It must be.
It is definitely an allusion to yesterday's Dan Patrick
okay.
interview.
Okay.
I love it.
I like that.
All right, I'll get it started on the list. This is a revisiting, a reboot, if you will.
Yeah, I think mine is going to fall into that category as well.
A couple years ago, we had the discussion, but it was renewed. I was taking my son to baseball practice the other day. They practice at BGA. We're going rush hour traffic between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. down I-65. The HOV lane. Signs every mile. Maybe even less, maybe more than once per mile. They're everywhere. Between 4 and 6, the left lane is reserved for cars that have two or more people. 4 for 4, the cars that we go up behind, single person in the car. And we've discussed this before.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I know it's not the, you know, some people doesn't float their boat, right? Hey, this is a dumb rule, whatever.
Well, how do you patrol that? That's probably the hardest thing. If you know you're not going to get caught.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but there's no threat, obviously.
No.
There's no thing in your mind that says, hey, they're going to get me if I do this. There's no threat. Now, in L.A., I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. People can get nabbed
in other cities. Yep. Other cities.
They do.
They're serious about it, and mm-hmm. You better not go in there. They're going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got to build a mannequin to sit in the passenger seat, you know? Something like that.
Or get Bernie.
Again,
by the way.
Or the autopilot from Airplane. You know, you can get that guy.
Otto.
Otto, the inflatable pilot.
That was on recently. I love that movie.
So just my question is, are we doing this or not? Like, if not, let's just take the signs down and just be done with it.
I think we know, right? We're not.
Okay, so let's take the signs down and not even try to entertain and
well, were you driving within the hours in which it's applicable? Because sometimes it's
only from 7 to 9. Yes, it was 5:30 p.m. It was 4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah,
this was at 5:30 p.m. Obviously, nobody cares. There's not a single car that we passed. We had to wait until they got over eventually. So we had a long trip out to. So we were 4 for 4, 4 single people. No thought. Like, they were in there for a long time before they moved over. So they don't. It's not like, ooh, maybe I'll just get over there for a second, pass a car. This is rush hour, right? This is the idea that
can you pass?
People are gonna.
You can pass people during rush hour.
No. We had to wait for them to get over
down 24
so that we could pass. We had to wait for them to get over when they needed to get off the interstate. So that's why it was only 4 cars, but 4 for 4.
Yeah.
So obviously people aren't doing it. I can't remember the last. I don't drive at rush hour very often, but I've never seen somebody enforcing that. Mm-mm. So let's not have the rule, or let's try to do it right if we're going to do it. So that whole system of the HOV lane, I for the second time will put it on the list.
You just made let's, the list.
Either we're doing it or we're not doing it. Okay.
I agree with you, and I just want to build off that because mine's similar. I think we just have too many signs like for things like. I would love to know how much money is being spent to put signs up that nobody pays attention
but
to.
But they've been up there for years. Like, I know. You can't miss these signs.
No, I know.
It's just a simple thing. Hey, nobody does this, so let's not worry about it.
But here's my point. Here's my point on this. The HOV lane, I think, is jump the shark. You know, I think we get too many people in this town, especially to really, like, let's just not.
But
let's
traffic
just make all
is a,
lanes available.
Traffic is a problem in this town. So
I agree.
So we have to decide. Are we doing this rule to try to help the people, encourage people to double up? That's the idea. Mm-hmm. Save gas, carpool.
Yeah, I agree. The other one, and I discovered this last night because I went to dinner for a friend's birthday, there are way too many 15-minute parking signs. Like, we have taken up half the parking lot at the Green Hills Mall with 15-minute parking signs. Who the hell goes into the mall for 15
and
minutes?
And again, who's monitoring it?
Right.
Yeah, how do you
again, it's a laughable sign because who's monitoring it?
No, but somebody
is
must.
Is there a clock?
Somebody must have been.
At the airport, that's the only
airport,
place
they
I've
do.
Seen.
They have a timer.
They do.
10 minutes. Or five minutes,
gone.
Whatever it is.
That's gone.
I'm saying what used to be. Yeah.
I miss that. They need to bring that
now
back.
Now they don't. Now they just have the guy that tells you to keep moving.
Yeah.
No, but in these, they were all empty. Because I guess somebody is monitoring it. And I'm like, you can't find a damn parking spot at Green Hills Mall. You guys know this. Like, I think,
first of all, that's a you problem for going to Green
just
Hills.
There's plenty of places to eat.
Cheesecake Factory.
That's like, an undertaking.
I know, but there's a Cheesecake Factory in Cool Springs.
Okay, well, see, I didn't know that. Now I do.
There's a big one in Cool
there
Springs.
There we go.
And it's got plenty of parking.
But anyway, this is where they wanted to go. So
this is what I know. That's on Mondays.
But I'm like, if we just got rid of some of these 15-minute parking spots, I mean, these would probably be full too, but I would at least feel a little better about it.
Okay.
So 15-minute parking spots.
You just made the list.
Very nice.
All right, I was going to put Arby's on the list, but do they even exist anymore? Are they still open?
Apparently, they are making Wagyu beef sandwich or burgers now.
I just figure once they got rid of potato cakes, they're probably going to close up shop, right? So I don't even know if they're still open. I don't know. I just drive by them. I don't even look at them anymore. So I was going to put them there, but I don't. Maybe they've gone away since they made a stupid decision to get rid of potato cakes. But my experience last weekend at Truist Park, and I know, Chase, buckle up. It's not really that bad. This is kind of an oldie but a goodie. But I just, again, it reiterated to me, like, we got to get rid. Like, this is absurd that we're doing this. So, in the middle of the game, said, you know what? It's a day game. It's hot. But we had great seats because we were in the shade. Oh.
Which is hard to find.
215.
Yep.
Let me tell you.
Great. Got to use strategy.
Great seats. Thank you.
Is that
thank you,
first
Chris.
Base?
Thank you, Chris Domino. Thank you, buddy.
Is that like, oh,
yes, that's first base.
I've sat in those seats.
Yes, first base.
Those are good seats.
Great seats.
Yeah.
And in the shade. That was a little breeze. Anyway, time to hydrate. Okay?
I know where you're going.
Next, you want anything? Yeah, you want something sweet. Of course you want something sweet. Wanted ice cream, couldn't find ice cream. So, second best option. You know what? We're at a baseball game. About some Cracker Jacks, right? Let's get some Cracker Jacks. You're at a baseball game. Go up in the line, two waters. This is my order. Two waters. There's a cooler directly behind her. Directly behind her. She just literally takes not even a step, opens the door, pulls out two waters. The Cracker Jack bags are right in front of me. I literally just pulled it out of the holder. There's like a display, like a display case. I just pull it out, put that in these. That's my order. I didn't take my glasses. Again, going back to the theme before, I used to say, it's just readers. I'm good. Yeah, well, now I can't see squat without them. The screens. I can't see the screens.
I've gone through that process myself.
I didn't bring my glasses. And so I'm like, I got the card in there, and I'm trying to pay for two waters and a bag of Cracker Jacks that I literally pulled out of the thing and just put it right in front of her. And I said, what's the holdup? Like, what's going on? I can't see the screen. Now, you have to tell me. What's going on? She's like, yeah, you need to put a tip. It's either 10, 15, 20, or no tip. And I'm like, a tip? For I walked up to you. I stood in line. You made one step behind you to grab two waters, and I pulled the Cracker Jacks out in front of me and put them on the table. A tip? What? I'm not opposed to
tipping. Are you saying this, or are you just thinking this?
But you have
no. I did. I go. I literally go a tip, and she just, you know, she didn't know. She didn't say anything.
Yeah, it's awkward,
and it's very awkward. That's another thing that I hate about it. It's awkward.
Yeah, but you can just opt to take no tip.
Well, I could opt to take my glasses, and I would just do no tip.
Right. So some of this is on you.
But I know. But then I have to do the no tip in front of her.
Yes.
Right? She's got to see it now. Yeah. She's got to stare at it because now she's pointed out the
options.
Again,
because you can't see.
And I feel like now I'm getting guilted into a tip that she doesn't deserve. Like, I'm not opposed to tipping. In fact, I am a good tipper, especially if there's service involved.
Yeah.
But there was no service. I came to you. I did half the work pulling the Cracker Jacks, and all you did was grab two waters directly behind you. And I'm supposed to tip?
No. You have the option. You have the option of tipping.
But then it became awkward, and I almost tipped because I felt bad.
It's okay.
Why should I be made to
feel
bad?
It's okay. Either way, it's okay.
So, Truest Park. And,
you just
and,
made the
and it's
list.
Not just them. Everybody, like, I feel like everybody's doing this now.
Oh, yeah.
You go into a donut shop. Give me two donuts. Okay. Options. It's process is stopped.
Oh, yeah.
What are we waiting
this
for?
This is an age-old.
I'm supposed to tip you?
This is an age-old debate.
Tip you?
That
no.
will continue.
No.
No.
But they'll tell you it's the software and all the POS systems, the point of sale, that it does that, and it's automatically there.
Did so that change?
No, I mean, it's been like that for a while.
A long time.
Yeah.
No, but what's changed is now people think you're supposed to tip for everything. That's what's changed.
Well, because, now you can maybe make a little bit of an argument at some places because the people that are actually working are the ones that want to work. And so,
right, and I tip them well.
Yeah, I do too. So
I tip them well.
Yeah. So, that's a tough
Like
spot.
I said, it's not really a Truest Park. It just happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, golly, we're back to this whole everything.
You're anti-Braves. That's what it is. You're anti-Braves.
Hey, now.
You guys just hate Braves haters.
You're just still.
Braves haters.
You're just still sore over the whole Guardians thing.
Well, okay. you know, probably I stopped at Bucky's beforehand and then went to the bar.
We got great service there.
They set the bar way too high for the rest of the trip.
They did. In fact, we've had people weighing in saying they're going to the beach and they're stopping at Bucky's in Calhoun.
Okay.
Because of the show.
I mean, I'm going to Bucky's when I go to a Braves game next. So.
No doubt. All right, we'll come back. Loaded Lines will rifle through your calls. Tell us who or what has made you mad. We have a great prize, and we'll get to that next. All right. This should get you in the mood for You Just Made the List. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'm supposed to go in order, but I'm just curious because this has a
theme
from Dan Patrick's interview yesterday, and I just want to know about Harry in London. Who or what has made you mad?
Top of the afternoon to you, Governor. Long time listener, first time caller here, Harry from London. Just trying to squeak away from me grandma's jubilee. So much hubbub going on.
I was
going to
ask you about the jubilee.
Relax.
Love a good jubilee.
It's a nightmare. Families, please, with all the onlookers, it's crazy. It's insane. and too much pressure. We just want to break away and listen to those sports.
But did you enjoy the Champions League and the Premier League final that was going on here recently?
No. The burning question, even more important than the full Jubilee answer. All anyone here wants to know is, will we hear from the ownership of the Predators, and will they share their plan? Because we just want a plan. Have a great day.
Thank you, Harry.
You just made the list.
Did he say plan? The Predators.
We'll talk cricket here in a little bit.
That's good.
And then we'll
Thank you, Harry.
And then we'll get crickets on the phone line. 615-737-1025. Let's see. Let's go up to Portland. Let's see what's made Adam mad.
Hey, I moved. You guys don't know that.
You moved away from the neighbor.
Like a mile and a half away. And new neighbors, new set of circumstances here.
Nice.
But these neighbors, man. Wait.
Hold on. Before you skip onto this, like, you can't skip past it. Did you move because of the neighbor?
No. Oh. No, we rented for a long time, man. And they're great people. But we had opportunity to buy a house and jumped on it. So
you wanted to buy one with a screened-in porch?
Absolutely. Well, hey, I'll send you some pictures on Facebook. I've got more of a setup towards what I'm gearing up towards what I want, Darren.
Okay.
So I meet these new neighbors, man, and he was in a war. I'm not sure which one. He said he's been 40 years military, then he had a career, probably 90 years old. His wife, same thing, probably 90. She is, if you've ever seen the episode of Seinfeld where they're talking about the close talker, somebody who just gets crazy up in your bubble.
Yeah. Judge Reinhold, I believe, was the close talker, was he not?
Yep, that's correct.
That is this lady. And it doesn't matter if you're going to the mailbox or getting in your car or just sitting on your porch. She will get so close. And she's kind of freaked my wife out a little bit. and so we like kind of peek out to see if she's busy or if we could run to the car before she gets. This lady's kind of freaking us out. So I guarantee she's not listening, thank God. But she's really put a damper on this. And you know what? She's so sweet. So it's kind of me. It's like a personal thing with me. Like, I'm a bad person for it, and I know it. But this lady is kind of freaking us out.
I love how Seinfeld sets
Adam
that
just
up.
Can't get away from the weird neighbors.
Yeah. Things aren't dull.
I'm going to be honest. I like Adam, and Adam's a regular listener, but I kind of hope she is listening, and then she calls.
Things just get weirder. Yeah. Like, I want more stories.
Yeah, the plot. The plot thickens.
Because the other neighbor, he got how many stories out of the other neighbor?
A lot of stories.
615-737-1025. The surprise of that was that they didn't move because of the neighbor, though. I thought that was for sure where he was going with that.
You ever heard of so-and-so? Kind of a close talker. What do you mean? Oh, you'll see.
By the way, I've gotten some texts on my text line. People put me on the list for actually showing up and doing the show today. So, how you doing?
Oh, right.
You just made the list.
So, you made the list for coming on the show.
Like, I thought you were gone. Like, now you just come back? Like, it's all right.
It's an appearance.
Yeah.
By the suit. Let's go to Bill. Let's find out who made Bill mad.
I've got a trilogy for you guys.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the... So I think the best trilogy ever, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Okay, so that's part three you say is the best.
Oh, I thought he was going with I've got a trilogy.
A trilogy
I thought
of
he was
people
working
on the
that into
yeah.
the list. Like, I've got three things I'm putting on the list. I was like, oh, good. He's keeping with the theme.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, I got a lot of things that make me mad. I just don't have enough time to describe it.
Okay, so do you have a trilogy that part three did make you mad and you put it on the list? That's how we can tie this in.
A trilogy that made me mad?
Yeah, like the third part was disappointing, like Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Was there a part three?
No, Netflix made another one, and it might be the. I couldn't make it 20 minutes.
Maybe
it might be the worst thing.
This
ever.
Is the
you
problem.
Bounced after
There's
20 minutes.
Major leagues. The third major league's pretty.
Yeah, that's I didn't
unwatchable.
Even,
I haven't watched it. Yeah,
no,
I refuse to watch. I haven't watched.
There's one good line because Scott Bakula's in it. There's one good line in it that's pretty funny, but that's about it.
Okay,
it's about Bill.
So he, but Bill nominates the third part of the
was
Lord
there
of the
a
Rings.
Hangover 3?
Yes.
There was a 3?
Yeah.
I remember the second. Sequel wasn't bad. I don't remember the third.
If you can't remember
like
the third, that's usually not a good sequel.
I actually like the third better than the second one.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Okay.
Because they go back to Vegas.
All right.
All right, Bill. Good stuff.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
He was prepared both ends of the spectrum.
Well,
I'm surprised that you did for like Return of the Jedi of
that's pretty good. But
I mean, Empire is the best one of the three, but Jedi's
it's
not
a
bad.
It's a nominee. I would Rocky 3 to me though might be the answer.
See, I like Rocky 4 better than Rocky 3.
See, that's a valid argument.
Wow, you like 4 better than 3.
I think I'm in the minority on that.
I just said the Clever Lang. You can't beat Clever Lang.
Yeah, Mr. T. He's good, but Drago, if he dies, he dies.
It's there, but I think it's just a slight under. It's just under 3.
Back to the Future 3, not bad.
I don't remember. I'm
not a fan.
No?
No.
You could have
stopped.
Not
the best.
It's not the – well, okay. It may not be the best.
Let's get in the man, myth, the legend, Kenny the Mailman. Who or what's made you mad?
Fellas, I need y'all's help. This is a good guy I don't want to put on the list. But I might just have to. I'm a child of the 70s, and to prove it, next week is my 60th birthday. And the TV shows were important when we grew up. I loved that show called Welcome Back, Kotter, Boom Boom Washington, Vinnie Barbarino.
Sure.
Of course, I was probably like more like Horshack than anybody.
Yeah, the Sweat Hogs.
But the teacher was great. He actually wrote a lot of the episodes, the actor, the teacher, writer, even directed a few. But I have no earthly idea at all why Gabe Kaplan is not wanting to stand for the national anthem. Is there any way y'all can describe to me what's going on?
Is he still, because he did this on Memorial Day, right? Isn't this what started it, or Memorial Weekend?
I don't understand. Is he playing the Poconos or something and didn't want to stand? Because he hadn't been around in a long time, but I'm a fan of Gabe Kaplan. Is anything going on?
He was very outspoken about, I think it was the shooting in Texas.
Yes.
Gabe Kaplan was?
Yeah. If we're thinking of
Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler, yeah.
Kapler, yeah.
Yeah. And
I thought it was Gabe Kaplan. I guess no. As Rosanna Dana would say.
Okay.
No.
Never mind.
Okay.
All right. I thought that's where you
now
might be
he reeled us in. He got us.
Child of the 70s.
He got us. Well done.
Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. Put us over the fireplace.
Gabe Kapler does not go with the mustache look that Mr. Kotter.
We got reeled right into the boat. And he did not release.
I had a signal going off in my brain, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to let him go.
The Godfather Part 3 getting some votes.
Yeah,
for being
there we go.
Bad.
The worst.
Yeah,
unwatchable. Almost.
No,
it's terrible.
Not unwatchable. It's,
terrible.
It's not unwatchable.
It's bad.
There's worse.
I've had trouble getting through that.
Well, they're so long.
There's worse. There's worse. For
there's
sure.
worse.
But that's a great example of better off not doing.
Could
the
have
third
stopped
part.
It too.
Should have stopped it too.
Let's go to Eric. Who or what has made you mad?
Also, Superman 3 with Richard Pryor and Christopher Reeve.
That's a good one.
That one's awful.
That's really, really bad.
And then 4.
Superman 4 might even be worse. Yeah. But should have stopped at 2. That's a good one.
And also, surprised, Gary, when y'all talked to Harry, y'all didn't ask how Megan and Royal Family was doing.
The Jubilee.
The thing, you got to get used to that because it's also at Bridgestone Arena, Nissan Stadium, because I've experienced that, and even some of these restaurants, and they have pip jars too, so you got to get used to it. But guys, my list is this. It's got to go to the security at SEC Media Days, and you may have heard about this story. Their parent was a high school kid that somehow slipped through the security at SEC Media Days and came in contact with Nick Saban and offered him $5,000 to leave Alabama to go to LSU. Of course, he had previously coached at LSU, but I guess the kid wasn't old enough to remember he had been to LSU before. And even though it sounds funny, in reality, it's not funny. You can't have something like that happen, especially with what current events have gone on in the world with all the shootings and everything. You cannot have something like that happen. So SEC Media Days, the security there, you just made my list.
You just made the list.
Is this in Destin?
Was this the spring meetings? In Destin?
Must be.
I don't remember seeing this.
I've never actually been down to that one. Of course, we've been to Birmingham.
Of course,
the security.
We don't ever get sent to Destin.
Well, the security at the one.
Can you get us
in
the
Birmingham?
Desk?
If it, you can send the proposal to the desk of the suit, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
I'd love to do some shows down in Destin.
Yeah.
In fact, can we have the background Paul Feinbaum has whenever he's making the hits on SportsCenter?
Yes, we can do that.
The beach and the waves and do that. Let's go to Clay. Who or what's made you mad?
Boys, how we doing?
Great.
When I say the word eyebrows, who do y'all think of that's in a government position, city of Nashville, Tennessee?
Oh, I was going to say Anthony Davis.
That's eyebrow.
Yeah,
eyebrow.
That's singular. That's a una. Singular, yeah. Una. Yeah.
Has something to do with our traffic.
Okay. We got you.
Mr. John Cooper.
Yeah, the mayor. Yeah.
Our lovely mayor.
Did you not want to say his name? Did you want us to say it?
Okay. I would like for us to run him out of office, and what we're going to do when he's out of office, we're going to send him down to the co-op to get a bush hog, which all those eyebrows.
Okay. So you're putting his eyebrows on the list.
John Cooper on my list. Thank you, boys.
Okay, thank you, Clay.
Hope you because of the traffic? Is that what he's getting? I'm potholes, sure. HOV lane.
I think he just wanted to put the mayor on the list. Mayor of Nashville. Look, whatever makes you feel better. That's the whole point of this.
I feel like I got to go home and trim my eyebrows just to make sure I don't.
This kid at bat for UCLA has got a hell of a mustache, though. So there's that.
Oh, he dropped the ball at first base in the first inning, too. That didn't cost them, but it was a bad play.
No,
this guy looks like the cop from Chips, the Chips Patrol. he'd pull up alongside Ponch and John.
That was, what decade was that? Was that 70s or 80s?
I think it might have ticked the end of the 70s and gone into
the early 80s. That's why I was trying to figure out those references. Would Kenny
79, 80,
appreciate that? Because I couldn't remember. I think it was 70s, but.
I feel like 79 might be a safe bet for Chips.
Late 70s, early 80s.
First episode of Chips. Let's take a look.
We'll look that up we'll come back and continue on the other side. DDC, ESPN 102.5 The Game, 106.3. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Suit, Chase McCabe. Getting a lot of responses. Viking Matt has weighed in. How about Rambo 3? Says that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't even remember Rambo 3.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Oftentimes, the third one just is bad.
Here's the interesting.
I think we went and saw that in the theater, and it was not good.
The interesting thing about, like, the Rambo movies is they did, Rambo 3 was in 88.
Yeah, we went and saw that after school one day. It was not smart.
But then it went away, and it came back 20 years later, and they did one, and I actually thought they were pretty good. Like the reboot of it with Sly. Rambo Last Blood, I don't know if y'all saw that.
Really?
It was all right.
It's good? Now,
You go into it knowing what it's going to be and you're basically just going to see him kick a lot of you-know-what.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what it does.
But I actually think that First Blood, it's not even called Rambo. Yeah, it's called First Blood. That's a good
great movie.
That's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one's not bad.
The second one is action-packed for sure, and it's your typical sequel where it's sort of next level. It gets a little crazy, but it's fun. And then you get to that third one. It's just this is sort of Bill Simmons's theory is a lot of times it's just a cash grab, right? And there's not the effort put into it. Sometimes it's not even the same cast, or not even the same producer or director. They don't want to do it anymore. But people are like, hey, but there's some money to be made here, so let's just do it. And it just flops. There's way more part threes that flop badly than actually good part threes.
So I'd be curious to tie this into sports of like teams that have gone just dynasties that have gone on a run, whether it's a back to back or, 2 and 3 years or something like that, that the sequel the second time around was better than the first team. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on how you're asking it, because you're asking for fans. I don't know if you ever – I don't know if you can ever beat the first, right?
Sure, but I mean, like, yeah, that
you know
that
what I mean,
excitement.
Like that, that the first time is
but
always
I mean, like,
going to be
like the actual team. Like you watch,
you're
you
talking
the,
about okay, which one was
the specific
better?
Team,
okay, like the roster and okay,
yeah, like you some you, of those Patriots.
You talking about like Golden State, like use Golden State for example?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, and, I think as they get older, obviously you like this team is not going to be even if they win at all, they're not going to be viewed as some of the other teams.
No, I would actually argue that the team that lost to Cleveland would,
might have been the best.
May have been the best team.
Well, yeah, but they had circumstances, though, right? Draymond Green got suspended for a game. Then
Steph played on a sprained MCL.
Somebody, I was going to say somebody was hurt. I don't remember who it was. Clay's usually hurt, but it was. I guess it was Steph. But they had some circumstances that certainly helped the Cavs out.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, still, like the whole season.
But
you
wouldn't
know.
You say? Would do you think they would say the first was their best?
Probably.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, I would.
Most
say so.
Enjoyable, I would say. But I think if you play that team and clone them and add Kevin Durant, the one with Kevin Durant
was it them. was the first one? Was that when they only lost 9, or was that when they
no,
lost?
They went. They won like 67 games that first one. And that was the one where Kyrie Irving got hurt in game one of the finals. And Kevin Love had his labrum torn in the first series of the playoffs.
That's right. Oh,
Timofey Mozgov was the right. second leading scorer for the yes. Cavs in that series. And
yeah,
it was LeBron versus the world. It wasn't yeah. much.
Yeah. But Golden State won. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw that team. I saw that team. We saw that team, Willie.
Yeah, I guess Dallas. Probably then the Golden State team that broke the regular season record, right? That's probably
yeah.
going to
because that was the year.
Well, that's the one we saw in
okay,
Dallas.
Okay, so that's the one we want.
That
right,
was
so
setting
the
record of what 70 or 71 wins.
73.
Well, because 73
wins and they lost in the finals.
Because yeah. remember, we were headed to the game, and I was meeting you guys, and we got word that Steph wasn't playing, and they lost.
Right,
they lost to Dallas.
Isn't it amazing when you think about maybe the best regular seasons ever, Patriots?
Was the undefeated season they
undefeated
lost.
Season, and they lost in the Super Bowl and Golden State, but yeah. they're just untouchable that season
like,
and yeah. lost.
I
the
argue I,
the, Bra-
I would,
the Braves had a dozen teams that were better than the team that won it last year.
That 96 team that lost to the Yankees.
Sure.
That I mean,
97, 98. I mean, all those teams were way better than last year's team.
97, they lost to the Marlins in the
LCS game seven. Yeah. And they lost the Padres in 98. That
That's
was a
right.
powerful team, too, that came up short.
But 96, I mean, that one still just stings because they – but
well,
the,
they
Yankees,
had
the, got, the
yeah.
Yankees got hot. The Yankees got hot, and that was
– I would contend that the Titans in 2000
better
were,
team
were
than
way better than the team in 99. Same thing with the Predators in 2018, way better team mm-hmm. than the team in 2017.
Yep,
yep.
I'd agree with that.
I would go with that.
It shows you just what it takes to win. Sometimes the best team doesn't win necessarily. The most talented team, the most loaded team doesn't always win the championship, which is why we love sports.
That
just drives us crazy.
That Patriots team that lost to the Giants, though, I would argue that's the best football team of all time. And they just didn't win. They didn't win the championship. But talent-wise, top to bottom, that's the best football team of all.
Well, it was pretty interesting because I rarely do this. I guess last night everything was over and I was having a little, I guess, trouble sleeping, I guess, because the Avs game was over, Celtics game was over, and I was watching A Football Life on NFL Network, and it was about Tom Coughlin.
Oh.
And it was pretty actually really good. Talking about just the layers of him as a person and as a coach and how he had to change and more because he's getting ready to get run out of town in New York. Like they all like his family had to basically have an intervention with him. Like you understand, yeah. they're trying to run you out on a rail. Nobody likes you. Like I understand.
I think he was going to get fired.
Bill Parcells was that way, but for some reason, people thought it was I don't know what's the right word, cute or funny, or they kind of dealt with it. They didn't dislike him, but he also had the skins on the wall. And Tom Coughlin didn't have the skins on the wall that Parcells. And I think he was trying to be like Parcells, but his likability was way, way down.
Yeah.
And in New York, they were done with Tom Coughlin. And his family, like he came home and they're like all in the living room. And he's like, oh, great. You know, like, oh, what's going on? And they were like, yeah, we need to talk to you. Like, this is what they're saying. Because, you know, he did. Like, he was one of those old school guys. Like, you hear us say, and it's true. Most of the time it's true. Like, if they tell you they're not listening, they don't know what's being written, they don't know what's being said on talk radio, they're lying. Players and coaches do. They know. Organizations know. For the most part. But he was one of those old school guys that didn't. Yeah, he didn't know. Okay? And his family was like, look, this is what they're saying about you, Dad. Okay? They want you gone. They don't like you. There's nothing about. And so he went into the next offseason. He had private meetings with the media, like basically closed door meetings. Like, here, you can ask me questions. You know, I'll try to enlighten you on kind of things that I don't want to talk about in at a podium setting. Anyway, that was the year.
Which I'm fine with that if coaches do that.
That was the year that they went to the. I think that was the 07 season. That was the year, right? The Patriots went undefeated.
Yeah, correct? but they were.
But they
very
talked
good.
A lot about. Yes, they got hot late in the season, and in that they talk about that Sunday night game, the final game of the regular season. The Giants could not. Nothing they could do was going to change their seed. And they were going to Foxborough to play the Patriots, and the Patriots were keeping this undefeated season intact. And everybody thought Tom Coughlin was going to rest everybody.
Yep.
Like, I'm not going to get anybody hurt. This game
a Saturday
is meaningless. Okay, whatever that game was, it was a Saturday night game.
Yep.
And if you remember, it was an unbelievable game, and the Patriots awesome. Won 38-35.
It was an awesome game. Yep.
And the whole thing is John Madden left him this long voicemail after that game, just thanking him for showing up and playing his players and trying to win the game, and how it would have been so easy just to punt that game and New England would have mopped them like they had basically mopped everybody else all season. And he was just like, you know, that's in the spirit of competition. That's why you coach this game. That's why players play this game. Thank you for bringing enjoyment. Just this long message, which he ends up taking to the meeting room and playing for the team.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about how that game actually set the tone for them going into the playoffs. And that voicemail. And they obviously did everything on the road, and they got to the Super Bowl, and they ended up beating the Patriots.
Yeah,
and just like how satisfying that was. But it was pretty interesting to see. I don't usually watch those on the NFL Network. Was it Football Life?
Football Life. Yeah. Those are awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. It was well done. I'd never seen that one on Tom Coughlin, and I have no idea why I brought that up. Something we were talking about.
Well, we were talking about that Patriots team.
That's oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll come back. We've got a text, a lot more text to get to.
There's some sequel texts.
Sequel texts. We'll do that to wrap up third hour next. Back here on the DDC on this gorgeous Friday. Getting a ton of responses. By the way, Lauren on her text line, Home Alone 3.
Oh, that's a good one.
Was there one? I mean, these are some of these, like, you don't even know that there was.
Well, because
one.
It was a completely different cast. Like, it wasn't even Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Here's a good one. Craig on our text line, and I do think these fall in the category because they're not – it's really hard to mess these up, and I'll just tell you what I'm talking about. Jackass 3, right? Because they're just doing skits, so
– Yeah. It's not like a character study.
Right, good, right. And, you know, the same characters are going to be in there, and so they typically stay the same, right? If you like one, you're going to like them all.
Probably.
True?
Yeah, no plot changes.
Yeah. No. Yeah, right.
I'll read one from mine. This is from our buddy Chad Withrow. Everyone likes Rocky IV more than Rocky III. Your opinion is not unpopular at all. Your Hangover opinion, however, is very unpopular. Talking about that I said I liked Hangover 3.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that. I thought 2 was good, and I thought after 2, I was like, okay. I think we've seen enough.
I still got to go 3 over 4. I just love the Rocky.
No, I'm
Rocky.
Talking about the Hangover 3
the
over
Hangover.
2.
I can't comment on I love the Hangover, and I had enough of it there, though. I just don't think you can recreate 2 that and 3. I don't think I've even seen. I haven't even
two
seen
2. Wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. But it was not going to live up to the first one. The first one was it was a boom.
But we're talking specific movies where you have a third part where the first two were good. That's the category. Like Rocky 2, yeah. It's not the best Rocky, but it was a good sequel. But I still got to go 3 over 4 for Rocky with the Apollo training Rocky.
I like 4.
Clubber Lang as the villain. I just, a lot of layers there.
Drago.
I like Drago.
Oh, is like one of the best villains. And
it's strong. I'm still going 3.
You have Apollo and everything happen. Yeah. I don't know.
Thomas in Nashville says on our text line, Men in Black 3.
As a good third part, or
he says
shouldn't have been done.
Has anyone said Men in Black 3?
I didn't like it. It was pretty bad. I wasn't a fan of it.
I'm trying to see.
You have to clarify if you're texting. Which one are you going?
That is the one.
The best part threes or shouldn't have been made part threes.
There was no comment of good or bad.
Yeah,
that's so the one. Just where
anyone said it. I don't know what that means.
Nobody has said it. No.
It's the one where they go back.
But
in
that's
time,
like
I
me
think.
Saying, Godfather, and that's all I say. Like, am I putting it into one category or the other? No, you have to clarify this.
Yeah, Men in Black 3 is they go back in time. Josh Brolin plays a younger Agent K. Will Smith goes back in time, and to like save something. I don't know. It wasn't very good. I didn't like it. So,
Kathy's mad at our. Some of our listeners wants to put him on the list. And then says Chips was 77-83.
It was.
Poncho was my dude.
Did I say
Poncho?
I thought you said Poncho.
No, I said Ponch. Didn't I?
Check the tape.
Oh, boy.
You said Poncho.
Did I say Poncho?
Yeah.
You said Poncho.
Oh.
I'm not talking Poncho and Lefty here.
Alan Smyrna said Police Academy 3 is one of the worst.
Yeah.
Police Academy.
Yeah.
They made too many of those. Aren't there like 12?
Way too many. There's way too many of those. Yeah. I might have seen it's possible I saw Police Academy 3 in the theater. It's possible.
In the theater. Oh, no.
It's possible. No. That was in the time where I went to a lot of movies.
Adam in Clarksville. Okay. I'm holding out hope that LOL means that's a joke. Sharknado 3? That's a joke, right? LOL? Like, that's a joke, right?
It's one of the worst.
It's got to be.
Would that be
in the category of good bad?
I was just saying.
So bad it's fun. Is that Sharknado? I feel like could be in there. So bad it's fun.
Did people really like it, or were they just trying
to
be funny about it?
That's what I'm saying. The whole Sharknado thing to begin with.
Was it
like
just
so
trying to
bad.
Be like, I want to be in that club?
Yeah, so bad it's good.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's over the top crazy, right?
Yeah. Brian on our text line says Alien 3 was horrible.
Ooh, that was bad. That shouldn't have been made. Not a good one. That's a good call right there. I did not enjoy it. I did see that in the theater. I was like very disappointed with that.
Where are either
Aliens, one of the better sequels that you'll find.
Yeah, I agree.
But Alien 3, what about Terminator 3? Anyone on that? Not drop off. Big drop off.
Drop off.
Terminator 2, outstanding sequel.
There were worse.
Outstanding sequel, Terminator 2.
Terminator 2 might be in the category of the sequel could be better than the first.
Yes. Agreed.
Where are you on Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
It was okay. It's not my favorite.
Yeah. Like Temple of Doom is probably my favorite.
Now most people would say that was not.
I love Raiders.
Is one of my top five.
Love Raiders.
One of my top five all time.
Temple of Doom
Raiders.
Is pretty good.
Temple of Doom was entertaining. Last Crusade, solid, but not in either one of these categories, I don't think. Best or worst.
I don't see a name attached to this on our text line. And this is true, and I should have brought this up because I did see it. And I think, but you don't know why, but I kind of feel like I do know why it was happening. This texter says Atlanta does strongly enforce HOV. I think that's true.
Oh,
yeah, that's Georgia.
Yeah. Some of them.
They strongly enforce it.
Some of them. They have a lane.
They do. They have
let you in.
Yes,
you
correct.
You got to have like a code to get in.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll begin the final. If you did not hear our conversation with Dan Patrick yesterday, look, it made it into You Just Made the List. That's how good it was. You're going to want to hear this to begin the final hour. Plus, we've got our best shots of the week. All things on tap here on the final hour. The DDC, that's next.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.